I'm Grace Bonney of After the Jump, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Full service.
What's good, Bushwick? It's a beautiful Thursday. I think it might rain. We got some crazy-ass rain and lightning yesterday. I'm Jack Inslee. This is Full Service Radio. You're listening to us live on heritageradionetwork.org, as you always do, every Thursday night from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for podcasters in different places in the world. I know y'all out there. So this is a long overdue show that we're going to do tonight, and there are two parts. So I'm in the studio with the boy slash friend and the New Deal, complete package here. And what we're gonna do is play a collection of remixes from, well, what's the name of the remix project?
Adam and Eve at Night.
It's the Adam and Eve at Night remix project. And there's some bangers in there too. A lot of homies on that list. So first, just to prep you guys, we're going to play through these remixes, which will be about a half hour, and then a very, very special interview and live performance in studio, rare, from Boy Slash Friend and the New Deal. So I'm gonna go run over and put these remixes on. This is exclusive. No track IDs. We'll see you guys in 30 minutes. This is Full Service Radio.
Looking for a laugh, that's true. She keeps looking at the map, saying, "Baby, where you at? Come through. This is for you.
This is for you."
Some things when you're all alone, come back. We can be love. Adam, where is She can't wait to give one man her love. She can't wait to give her. She can't wait to give her. She can't wait to give her. She can't wait to give one man her love.
left saying, baby, where you at? Come through. This is for you. She ain't looking for the cash. I'm just looking for a laugh. That's true. Yeah. Is he true?
You better be.
She keeps looking at the map saying, baby, where you at? Come through.
Okay.
This is for you.
Come find me.
Saving all this time for two.
She ain't got time for me, but she always chirping. I go to Mexico and cop me a whole pound of bourbon. Then I switch my engines, and I flush the midget. And I made 100 bands off a tall chicken. Bitch, I'm ATL, y'all couldn't even mistake it. Got 40,000 cares just on one bracelet. You need a facelift, my bitch famous. And I got so much money on my bank statement. She know she bad, she do a split, then a backflip. Then put her hands up by side and do a dip on a ripstick. Me and Shawty on a picnic, listening to the Misfits. I Snapchat a dick pic, then FaceTime with Limp Bizkit.
She can't wait to get
out to my engineer Wyatt, who's not here tonight. What's good, Full Service Radio? You've been listening to a damn good collection of remixes, and can I just say that's kind of what Jason Scott does out here. He's been doing it. That's the Adam and Eve at Night project from Boy/Friend. And I'm in the studio with Boy/Friend and the New Deal. And the vibe is kind of nice in here right now. We got one of the mics up, ready for a live performance. The lights are dim. It's like definitely about to storm outside here at Roberta's. I think these are kind of like ideal conditions.
We're about to get a real quiet storm.
Yeah.
It's about to happen.
Like, actually, though. What's good? What's good, guys?
What up, though?
What's good?
I'm a little concerned because I brought out the nice sneakers today, and this rain is going to get me.
Oh, dang.
We'll have some plastic bags brought out here.
Yo, I need that. After the pizza.
Damn, it's
like, definitely need
it's
plastic
like Jordan's bags. Release day in middle school all over again.
Basically.
Wow. Let's do that.
So that was a great remix project. How did you feel
Thanks,
about that
man.
Remix project?
Yo, man, it was just avant-garde, you know?
Because this is like the third, correct me if I'm wrong, but the third remix project that's been put out with your tracks and your voice.
Yeah, this is going to be the third.
How does this one feel different for you than the other ones?
Yo, man, it's just like really club, right, Christian?
Yeah, extra club, extra future. We just keep trying to push it with that, and Jason's definitely at the forefront of leading that charge every time, for sure.
Absolutely, and I want to clarify to listeners who we're hearing right now. Sean is over here. That's the lovely voice you've been hearing. Christian's over here to my right, and
voice.
I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves.
Okay, my name is Sean, aka Boy/Friend. Go ahead, Christian.
What's good? This is Christian, aka Mountain.
The
I'm
team.
I'm the producer and co-writer of the team. And then, Jay, you should say what's up, too.
The management is here.
What up, though? It's Jason Scott, better yet. You already know.
Swag, swag, swag.
Exactly. They already know.
Hey.
All right, so now that that's sorted and settled, I got to start with this because heritageradionetwork.org is a food radio station, right? So I'm going to throw you all this curveball real quick.
So hungry.
I'm going to start with you, though, Sean. Right? Give me your best, the first childhood food memory that comes to your mind.
Oh, my God, McDonald's chicken nuggets, man. Those are my little golden nuggets. That's like, those are my jewels. Like whenever I was a good boy, my mom would take me to get chicken nuggets at McDonald's. That's what she'd do. That was a gift.
Do you still reward yourself with chicken nuggets when you've done something like
I usually go for fish tacos now.
Okay.
I really like fish tacos.
You stepped it up.
Yeah.
Fish tacos, though, is kind of like the same spirit as the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fried.
Right.
There's batter. There's sauce involved.
It's just a great excuse to eat something fried.
What about you?
Taking advantage of it.
Childhood food memory for you, Mount?
Oh, man. I wish I had a different answer, but it's also McDonald's. it's just Happy Meals. Swagging out heavy on Happy Meals.
That's what
it
is.
Like, really listening when they said collect them all. I was
about that. Oh, so you were one of those. You had them all.
I was about the Happy Meal hoarding.
I was about the Monopoly game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That came on a little later.
Yeah,
but I was about that too.
I always got the wackest toys from those Happy Meals. It was always like some girly shit. But
next food question.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with you, Christian.
Yeah,
what's in your fridge right now?
Oh man, probably nothing, to be honest. I'm like never home. To be real, probably ghetto Chinese leftovers for one thing. Definitely boneless spare ribs with the rice. And beer for sure. I enjoy Lagunitas IPA. I usually get that.
What is
and,
that?
And probably leftover rice. To be honest,
rice and beer.
Yeah, more rice. I definitely said rice twice.
Okay.
Wow. Let's see what we got with Sean.
I mean, we are Asian. Damn, man.
Whoa, Ariella works.
Hi.
What up, though?
Hey.
Wow, look at that.
For me, it's, I would say, I mean, I have like a flat Diet Coke in there.
Ew.
Old hummus from my roommate. what else do I have? I have coffee that my mom brought me from Spain, which is really sweet. I think I have some chocolate left. I have like half. Does the freezer count?
Yeah, freezer counts.
I have gold in my freezer.
Gold.
I have a frozen artichoke pizza that is just staying there for the right moment.
Wow.
Damn.
So I have that, and I have like half canisters of like all Häagen-Dazs, like mango, mint chip, green tea, and some other Whole Foods ice cream. That's it, though.
You're doing all right, though.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
But nothing, no cooked food. Like,
you cannot forget the sriracha either.
Yeah. Oh, sriracha's on deck.
On deck, yeah. Always.
Always.
It's a given.
All right, y'all survived the food round.
Okay.
So moving on to music. Explain how this boy/friend concept came about. First track I heard was Leather Weather, I think. And how long ago was that now?
Oh, that's like 2 years right now, right, Jay? Or, I mean, I wrote it 2 years ago, but it came out April 30th, 2013, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been like a little over a year.
And was that project the first time you were recorded and produced, or how long have you been doing this for?
No, that was the first time. I mean, I've been doing music since I was in fifth grade, but I wasn't singing. I was playing the clarinet. That was the instrument that I chose. I was just like little... chubby kid with a bowl haircut.
Every time you mention that, I flash back to TVT. He has the illest TVT of the of the clarinet era. It's like crazy.
It's really bad. So I went to music school, and then I also went. Have you heard of Manhattan School Music?
Yeah.
Okay, I went to Manhattan School Music Prep School throughout my whole elementary to high school career, and then in college I went to NYU for music performance. Playing jazz and classical sax and the clarinet, and then I dropped out and ended up going to business school, which is a bad decision. But I didn't make a chorus ever in music school, but yeah, somehow I just ended up singing.
Damn.
Yeah. But yes, what was the question again?
How did you not make Chorus? That's not making any sense to me right now.
I like really thought about it because I've been singing now for a while, and I think it was because I was going through puberty. I was like 12, so my voice was cracking. That's the only explanation I had for it. But I'm also not like a trained singer or anything. I'm like a shower singer, man. Like I just like grew up singing like, you know, songs from like, you know, Usher and like Donnell Jones and like just singing in the shower, but like not like taking lessons or anything. So
that's what I was about to ask, because obviously there's like this late 90s R&B thing going on.
Word.
With the influence. So like,
yeah, word.
Talk me through some of those records that were influential for you.
Yeah, man. Just fucking Donnell Jones was a really big influence for me. And when it came to like, you know, like females and like swagging out, it was definitely Donnell Jones. Lyrically, he would just always like tell girls, you know, what they want to hear in the right way, with being a gentleman and not being like a dirtbag about it, like R. Kelly or like or like, you know, Ty Dolla or some shit. But that shit's cool too. I love
Is that
Ty
what
Dolla.
You aspire to be doing with the music?
Oh, like hood shit?
No.
Oh, yeah, like sweet boy, like gentleman swag. Yeah, definitely. I just feel like that's missing. So that's also me too. Like as ratchet and like hood, I want to be like it's just not me, you know. And I also can't really, yeah. My mom didn't raise me that way, so.
So what's behind the name Boy/Friend?
Boy/Friend is just like being in like purgatory, like in between being a friend and like a boyfriend. So it's just like that weird, awkward position where you're like just in the middle of it and you're not really sure what you are, you know. And I feel like a lot of us go through that, you know, especially when you're playing the field. So you know, you could either get burned or like get it, but yeah, that's what Boy/Friend is. And like I feel like a lot of my music is based around like that idea of being in the middle, like, and not being like friend or boyfriend. So,
and you're playing the field right now?
Yeah, I'm playing the field, man. In one field, like at one place.
Home field.
Yeah, I miss her. I wish she was here. She'll be here soon, though. What up, though? I know she's listening.
Out to her. I don't even know. Well, that's exciting. I mean, the music is really smooth, and I know your work. How are you working? What's the process like working with Christian and then Jason? How does the team come together in the production of these songs?
I'll tell you that. So usually, Christian will get emo, or I'll get emo, and I'll just be like, "Yo, can you play me some chords? I'm just feeling like writing something right now." And I'll tell him what I'm going through, and then he'll send me some chords from his crib, and then it'll work that way, or vice versa. I'll send him some like melodies, you know, that I have from like my voice memo on my phone, and then it usually works that way. Or sometimes, you know, it's together. Right, Christian?
Yeah, sometimes it's a little, it varies. Like, if it doesn't happen that route, sometimes what'll happen is, like, I'm usually the one that's, like, holed up in the lab. I'm that dude. And I go out as much as I can with these guys, but they go out, like, a little more than I do. And what happens is, usually, they'll, like, bring back ingredients. It's almost like I'm a chef and I'm cooking stuff, like, made to order. And they'll bring me back music that I've never heard before, artists I haven't heard before, especially Jay. Like, he's always on that next wave. So him and Sean will come back and they'll be like, they'll just send me tracks to like get me inspired and keep getting me to push the envelope. So they travel the world and get all these new sounds, all these new ingredients, and then they throw them on my kitchen table, and then I'm just like, okay, I just guess I gotta get to work chefing up new stuff. So that's how it happens from my end on the production side.
Yeah, and then Jason usually says if it's hot or if it's whack.
Yeah,
and then he'll have us redo the whole shit.
He's definitely our oracle for sure, you know. If we don't get a reaction, like, he didn't really have to say much. Like, we just know. We just know when we have to go back to the drawing board, for sure.
That's executive chef right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
We can't serve that dish in this restaurant, right?
So he has the final word. even though it should be me, but I'm not confident enough to have the final word, so yeah. I trust Jay.
Well, what have you learned in now? I guess it's been really only like a year and a half. It's crazy that you've really only been like a recording artist for such a short amount of time. But what have you learned since the first time you got in the studio and recorded yourself from now?
Oh my God. We've definitely, I mean, I don't want to say that we're learning how to save more money because we've been spending a lot of money in the studio.
Oh my God. The reason why I'm laughing is because this comes on the tail end of like the most ridiculous shopping spree I ever went. This crazy cop fest. Okay.
Oh, I'll be 100 right now. I learned how to sing without auto-tune.
Woo!
Okay.
That's like 100% real talk. I did start singing with auto-tune and I haven't been using it on my next project, and I think you guys will be able to tell the difference with my singing. It's somehow actually better. The auto-tune was actually holding me back, but I'm glad we took it off because it made me a better singer too. So
that's major.
I think that's probably my biggest lesson for sure.
And what's your live setup like when someone sees Boy/Friend live? What's that experience like?
Okay, so I'm singing. Jason is DJing. He's running tracks, and then Christian is like on a MIDI keyboard with drum pads and stuff, and he's also been recently picking up the guitar. You could talk for yourself, but
yeah,
I think
like,
we'll add that to
the set. I don't
know,
it's like very much like a kind of like an R&B disclosure.
A hood disclosure?
Hood R&B disclosure. It's just mad toys, as many toys as possible up on stage. And very ADD, but very hood.
Yeah. It's definitely a dance party. It's not slow and sensual the whole time, you know. Like, that's one goal that I've been working on with my team, is that we want to, like, you know, think about people in the club, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like right now, obviously, like, people aren't making money off of music. So if you want to like tour or something, like, people want to have fun and come see you, right? So that's the experience I want to give.
Yeah, our background is like very much. You know, we were raised as like 80s, 90s babies with the R&B. Of course, we touched on that already. But at the same time, currently we're, you know, we love the DJ culture too and the club culture too a lot. So we want to combine those in equal parts and bring you to an R&B show where it doesn't feel like you have to bring a girl or you have to like come a certain way and you're watching people on stage. Like we want people to feel like they're part of the show and like they're going to a party, like literally. So
hopefully mostly girls though, right?
Hopefully mostly girls. Actually, face right now.
Yo, lucky enough we have girls at our shows. I mean, why do I sound mad thirsty? No, it was like one thing that I used to think about, like, yo, how many girls are going to be in the crowd right now? And they were actually like females. I was like, what? It was dope.
What was the first time a girl just walked in the studio, like, during your interview? So, I mean, like, you know.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
So he doesn't even see you, okay. You got girls, you don't even see them.
Wow.
So that being said, though, about this kind of, like, club hybrid vibe that you guys are going for live, the new record is called Low Key. So talk to me about what we can expect to hear. This is a new album coming out, no date announced. There's a single on the way. We're gonna hear the title track off the record Low Key tonight, but what's the inspiration behind this album?
Oh, the inspiration behind this album.
but what do you hope? Hope to achieve? Women,
a woman, okay. A few women.
Woman.
But I combine them into one. It's just like different. It's just different stories that I've been through, and just like again being in that position between friend and boyfriend, and it's just continuing that story and just like coming through, into adulthood and just like being at my age, 28. I wanted to lie, but I kept it real. I'm 28, man. So
I'm 28 too.
You know, a lot of my friends are just like, you know, corporate and like putting rings on fingers and like buying babies, houses, yeah. babies, and I'm just not there yet. And you know, that's what it is out here right now for me, and that's what a lot of the music is like coming into, like that vibe, like just that story about me being confused about my life and stuff.
You and me both.
Yeah, man.
So I'm excited to hear this track. I heard y'all singing it a little bit before the show. So before we get into that, though, I do want to let listeners know that July 10th at Tribeca Grand, you can catch Boy Slash Friend. You can catch St. Pepsi, Dave Lux, Meskid, Nyer, Jason Scott, all at BPM Lower Level, which is a full-service certified event. So
yes, sir.
There's that. When you Google this man, it's Boy Slash Friend. Write the word.
Yeah.
Boy Slash Friend.
Yeah.
And you'll find everything you need to find. Any other things you want to promote that are on the way? When's do we know when the next single's coming out?
Jay?
Next weekish.
I like that.
We're literally gonna sing you this song that I wrote like a few days ago, and like we actually figured out the production behind it last night, but we're gonna play it unplugged for you guys.
Very fresh, very exclusive. I'm gonna let you transition over to the reverb mic. I'm gonna go to the studio and get everything sorted out. I want to remind listeners that Full Service Radio is live every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Subscribe on iTunes if you haven't. It will make your life easier. Get delivered to you fresh every week. FullServiceParty.com for more on us. Hydrabad is the guest next week, and coincidentally, the last remix you heard was from Hydrabad. I'm Jack Inslee. I'm signing off. If you hear some noise, that's me running over to the board, and we're about to get into Boy Slash Friend and the new deal. Swag. Low key, live in studio.
Swag.
Yeah. It's your Boy Slash Friend. I'm out here with my team tonight. I'm here with the new deal. You know, I've been hearing a lot of drama lately about these hoes ain't being loyal. But the truth is, it's up to you to make them loyal. And that's what I'm here for. Let's get it.
You've been working on you to be someone better for me, but now you're just better from a man that didn't know the girl you were, no. I wish I never knew the girl you were, no. Before, to me, you hurt me, low-key, yeah. Why couldn't I meet you now instead of 4 years ago, girl? You love playing games with your boy slash friend when I was trying to be your boyfriend. You took my kindness for a weakness when it was confidence, oh, I'm admitting it was love, not infatuation, yeah. Cause that's a word people use when they ain't feeling what you're feeling. I ain't the type for excuses, but my feelings all gone, so gone. You've been working on you to be someone better for me, but now you're just better for a man that didn't know the girl you were, no. I wish I never knew the girl you were, no. Before, to me, you hurt me, low-key, yeah. I'm hoping one day we could be friends, yeah, yeah. So happy you blown into a keeper, oh, oh. A cheater is always a cheater, no. Girl, I see you, but I don't really need you no more. You've been working on you to be someone better for me, but now you're just better for a man that didn't know the girl you were, no. I wish I never knew the girl you were, no. Before, to me, you hurt me, no.
All right, that's it for Full Service Radio. Keep it locked for Gunwash.